USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prepare for a major recession. That's the warning from Deutsche Bank based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming. Their economists now say there's better than a 50% chance a major recession will hit America next year. Polish and Bulgarian officials said Tuesday that Russian energy company Gazprom informed them it was suspending natural gas supplies to the two countries for their refusal to pay in Russian rubles. The cutoffs took effect today. European leaders said they would not comply, arguing that it violated the terms of contracts. President Biden, in a meeting with House Democrats, said that he's poised to take significant action to relieve student loans, a move that would strain inflation and the national debt. The current number sits at $1.7 trillion nationwide. Representative Tony Cardenas, the Democrat from California, initially raised the issue with Biden during their meeting. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A police officer in the George Floyd death is now seeking a new trial.
An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was found Tuesday morning, nearly 24 hours after San Jose police and the FBI say he was taken from his grandmother's home while she was bringing in groceries. Police had been searching for a man seen in a surveillance video, and it was a tip that finally got Brandon back home. Three suspects are now in custody. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier Gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Project Veritas released newly leaked audio that recorded Twitter leadership addressing staff over concerns relating to Elon Musk's takeover of the company. In this clip, Twitter CMO Leslie Braylon, board chair Brett Taylor, and CEO Parag Agrawal.
How did the board and Mr. Musk plan on dealing with a mass exodus, considering the acquisition is by a person with questionable ethics?
The question of attrition, as Parag stated, one of the themes of today is continuity and ensuring that Parag and his leadership team continues to operate the business successfully on behalf of our users, on behalf of our customers. And that has obviously been a big topic of discussion at the board. And as I mentioned, an area that is important to Elon Musk as well because of the importance of Twitter as a service.
With no board in place, who will keep Elon accountable and how? Elon made it clear in public that a large part of the reason he bought the platform was because of our moderation policies and disagreements in how we deal with health. This puts Twitter service and trust and safety, as well as anybody who cares about health on the platform, in a very difficult position.
Twitter service, the role of our policies, and the capabilities we built around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing. I believe that there is a lot of work we have to do to continue making that better.
The company-wide call lasted around 45 minutes. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.